Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the podcast. Oh, got to do the recap. It's that time of the week to do the recap and just to see how many I can crank out. Don't forget, tomorrow, Beverly Hills 90210 in advance of the reboot. And there'll also be a little murder mystery, part two, tomorrow. And then on Thursday, probably another part of Beverly Hills. And then also I have this cult that it's going to blow your mind. Even worse than the 12 tribes, even worse than Children of God. It's crazy. So that's this week too. But right now, let's do some recapping. Starting on July 23rd. And all of these were very popular that day. Oh, yeah. The reporter for the foreign tabloid did actually get the question out of her mouth. She was ignored, but did manage to get it out. You said you have two kids. Wasn't there a third? And the reporter said it to the foreign-born A/A-list dual-threat actor and his wife. Talk about Benedict Cumberbatch and Sophie Hunter. And I know a lot of you are clamoring for another installment of Benedict. Let me see what I can do. Because this is strange. Even I will admit it's strange. I don't understand the whole, yes, the third kid, no, the third kid. Let's update our Wikipedia page. Let's not update our Wikipedia page. It's 1 second there's a third kid, another second there's not. And I am trying to find that out before I do the next installment. But I know it's important to you, so, you know, within the next week or so, emphasis on or so. So by the end of next week, I will pump out another Benedict episode. I just really need to. I've always, you know, those Beverly Hills ones are important. A lot of people have been waiting, and it feels like totally the right time to do that. But I get what you're saying. Do they have the third child or not? It's really confusing. And kudos to the reporter for asking. Number two, our favorite foreign-born B+ list singer/wannabe actress. And in case you've never heard her identified, if you've never listened, if you haven't read the site, Rita Ora is always listed the exact same way. It does not change. She's listed as our favorite, even though she's not really our favorite. I can't change it at this point. But she got a guy to foot the bill for half of a music video. She did have to spend two nights with him, though, to cough up the $75,000. You know, a lot of times if you're an artist, you have to pay for half the music video. And that's why you've seen a lot of, you know, hey, let's make it a little bit on the cheap side because I don't want to have to pay my half, right? So you see a lot of that. But, you know, then you have people like Rita who managed to get somebody to pay for it through creative means. Number three, let's see, number three. Fine, number three, let's see. It's been a while since Rita Ora. It's always good to hear from Rita. So the foreign-born mogul/reality guy, Simon Cowell, has been getting turned down a lot for random hookups with women. He's having to rely more and more on women who are looking to get paid or want a job. That's what happens when you get old, dude. Simon he's learning that, I don't know. I think before it was, he would pick up 3, 4, 5 women a day sometimes. And now there's other options besides him. So plus it's complicated now, right? With Lauren and the child and all of that, it's a little bit more complicated. And he's always had the kind of relationships with his employees anyway. So he doesn't really, I don't know. He's a, He's not really all that nice. This recent max NBA player, Klay Thompson, who's the offspring of a player, was given a 3-month deadline by his girlfriend to marry her, or she will break it off for good. And that is Laura Harrier, because, you know, Klay was cheating on her. They get back together. She's ready to get married. So he's got 3 months to say, all right, let's do it. And if not, then she's gone. That was the plan. We'll see. We shall see. Let's see 3 months from now. If they're still together, if she's willing to put up with it. Let's see. Number five. And, you know, part of me wonders also, being the cynical guy I am. Yeah, so he just signed this max contract, right? And he wasn't married. But if he had been married when he signed it, then the whole amount of money, whatever, would have changed. Yeah, there's probably going to be a prenup. But, you know, they would have negotiated for a higher figure, saying, hey, you're making all this money. And now they still might. But, yeah, if they had been married during that, a whole different conversation. So now that it's already been signed, maybe they're free to do it. So the A-minus list reality star with a lucrative side gig, Kylie Jenner, through her team tried to make a deal with the biggest makeup artist slash reviewer, Jeffree Star, to give an endorsement of the reality star's product, despite the offer being a ton of money. The makeup artist said no because the line was such a ripoff. And it is a ripoff. And that's why, you know, I've got a blind coming up later this week, probably the reveal, but you can go find it. And it's from last week that I wrote it. And it talks about the funny math that they're playing. And, you know, yeah, revenue has gone up, but the cost of acquisition is way higher, which brings the net lower because it's an awful thing. And they're trying to sell part of it right now, which is why they're kind of artificially trying to prop it up. And I'm not talking about the lip stuff. I'm talking about all the new things that she has come out that, you know, what was it, like mango scrubs and all that kind of thing that are just awful. Let's see. Going to the 24th. Number one. This foreign-born A-minus list model, who is part of the heap of models once with the A-plus list mostly movie actor, confirmed what every woman should know. Stay the hell away from the oft-injured slash still has time for yachting NBA player. Much like any woman who's dated him, there's nothing kind to say about it or him. Now I'm talking about Tony Garn, who used to date Leo DiCaprio. There's that line in Notting Hill. Well, working with Leo. And he goes, what? Leo da Vinci? And she goes, Leo DiCaprio. So anyway, Tony used to date Leonardo, but she also dated Chandler Parsons, who's an NBA player who is also an awful human being. And she had nothing nice to say about him at all. And anybody who dates him generally has nothing nice to say about him. He's always injured, but somehow he has time to go on yachts in the summer instead of working out and trying to get better. So, you know, don't date him. Number two. But it was so refreshing to see, you know, somebody getting trashed. They weren't trying to hide it at all. And I'm trying to go through these a little bit faster so we can whip out some days on him. Number two. With all the reporters clamoring to talk to this former housewife, Carol Raswell, about an anniversary, JFK Jr. death, none of them have asked about her connections to the procurer slash recruiter slash madam, Ghislaine Maxwell. And I'm shocked that nobody has, because she did a bunch of interviews, Carol did, with the about JFK Jr. and the anniversary of the death. And no reporters asked at all. I mean, you know, she might have said, hey, I don't want to talk about that or anything, but at least ask the question, make her, you know, ask it. Just, you know, put her on the spot. Or if it's a print interview, then she can just say, I'm not going to answer that. You know, just ask. It's the top story. You know, JFK Jr. death anniversary. Yeah. It's worth some things, but everybody wants to know everything about Ghislaine and Jeffrey Epstein. That's what people want to know about. Number three. considering what this businessman, Les Wexner, received from the wealthy pedophile, it's pretty disingenuous to say he didn't know what the pedophile was up to. Plus, he was personally involved with at least one attempt at keeping someone quiet about a sexual assault, including people he employed, also doing his bidding to keep the sexual assault quiet. And I've talked about this on here, but if people don't subscribe to the podcast and they just read, then they get it then, and you guys get it sooner. But there was, and I'm going to forget the person's name, but I've said the story that Les Wexner's bodyguards kept this woman there until her dad came to get her. They kept her from leaving after she was sexually assaulted. So for him to say, oh, I didn't know anything. Of course you knew things. You knew a lot of things and you participated in a lot of things, which is why you gave him your $77 million house. It's why you didn't say anything when he was out pretending to be a Victoria's Secret model scout or something and raping a bunch of people who wanted to be Victoria's Secret models. That's why you didn't say any of that. Imagine anybody just giving you, and I don't know how much it was worth when he gave it to him, but let's say it was worth $30 million. Can you imagine somebody just saying, hey, here's the $30 million house, just you can have it, right? And I've given you the backstory. You can go back and read it, how all of that came to be. But just, is there anything that, to say that you're not in the thick of things, when you're giving away, the largest single family home or whatever in Manhattan, come on, you know what's going on, and you know what he was doing, and people brought it to your attention about the Victoria's Secret thing, and what did you do? Nothing. Like, executives were saying, hey, this guy's going around saying he's, a model scout for Victoria's Secret, and he's raping these young girls, and it kind of makes us look bad. Would you do something? And he didn't do anything. I mean, this guy is so compromised. I can't imagine him not so compromised and have done something that he's going to go to jail for. I also can't believe that, I know he's the CEO, but I can't believe they haven't fired him. Number four, wait a second. On the 24th, right? Let's see. Despite all the accusations leveled against him in the past few months, and a history of the same type revelations going back decades, MTV has decided to give the mogul another chance at finding young women to victimize and paying him to do so. Talk about Sean Combs, and they're going to bring back Making the Band. I mean, the things that have been coming out about Sean Combs over the last month, is this somebody that you feel confident is not going to have more stuff come out about him, and the whole show is just going to have to be shelved because you're going to say, yeah, here's Sean Combs. Oh, yeah, he forced some other people to get abortions, and, he did other things like this, and he drugged her, and he sexually assaulted her, and, he's dating Lori Harvey's daughter. I mean, Steve Harvey's daughter, stepdaughter, Lori, who also, hooked up with at least one of his sons, Sean's sons, and probably two of them. And, it's a mess. But yeah, let's give him a show. Let's bring back O-Town while we're at it. They did have that one big hit, O-Town. And Making the Band was not a bad show at all, except for the fact they had to look at Lou Pearlman during the O-Town seasons. But, but when you get to the Sean Combs seasons, you can just see the predator in his eyes, right? Where he's just like, yeah, I can do whatever I want to these people because they want to have a contract. And go ask Danity Kane. Go ask Aubrey O'Day. Go ask them what they put up with. And then see if you still want to give him a job. MTV. Let's see. Number 5 on the 24th. I always love when the wife of this world leader talks about how they met and leaves off the part where he had to wire her $1 million before she'd go out with him alone and have sex with him. And, you know, this was easy or, you know, because there's just not that many possibilities. And I can't even say their names. But it's Oksana, like, Vovodina or something like that. And then she was going out with the head of state of Malaysia, right? And if you haven't heard the story, the Oksana was at a dinner. And so this, they call him the 15th Yang or something like that. So she was sitting there and Jacob the Jeweler was there. And Jacob the Jeweler is a friend of this head of state of Malaysia. And they met and, you know, this Malaysian guy wanted to go out with her. And it was a setup from the very beginning. It was just like, Jacob, do you have anybody I can meet? You know, and I'd be happy to pay. And then the thing is she wanted $1 million. And he gave her $1 million. And then, you know, they get married and she's cheating on him the whole time because she doesn't really like him. She just wants the money. And then she gets pregnant. And now we don't know if it's really his baby. It's probably the other guy's baby. And they're getting divorced. And it's just a mess. A big mess. And there's it's another blind item kind of about that. And it will be revealed in January. Because it's a big one. It's a big one. Number one on the 25th. Just trying to go through these days. The detailed description of the daily regime of the one named foreign-born singer left out all of the illegal drugs she uses each day and the person who finances this incredibly expensive regimen, the celebrity CEO. She can't afford it on her own. And I'm talking about Grimes and Elon Musk, and I'm talking about all those things that Grimes says she does. She can't afford it. She can't afford any of that. Well, she can afford some of it, right? But not all of it. I forget how much it was a day. It's like $2,000 a day or something like that. And there's no way on this earth that Grimes has $60,000 a month just to spend on that. There's no way on this earth. None. Zero. Nada. Except for the fact that Elon was willing to pay. So he does. He's always just, you know, he's basically a checkbook. Although he has closed the checkbook on Amber. So, and then there's the whole Grimes. What the hell is she talking about? Oh, I've made it. I've cut out the part of my eye so I don't have any UV rays. And the next thing you know, I'm going to get a bionic arm. And I want to get an extended tongue, and then I'm going to go ahead and brand goop all over my body. So, you know, just whatever. Just, she's crazy. I mean, not crazy in the sense of, well, maybe. I don't like to just, you know, throw out that word. But the things that she does are crazy. And can you imagine if she's really doing those, which she's not. She's not doing them all. And do we believe that she really did, like, shave off the part? Can you even do that? Where you shave off the part of the eyeball about the UV light? Is it bothering you that much? Because we want to understand, you don't go out during the day anyway, so what does it matter? Number two. The foreign-born, not quite a one-hit wonder, is under the delusion she's playing arenas with a capacity of 15,000 seats or so. She'll be lucky to fill a 5,000-seat place. I'm talking about Iggy Azalea, and you all know my rule. You know what you can sell. And Iggy, you can't sell 15,000 seats. You could sell if you joined up with four or five other people, but you're not selling it out by yourself. And, you know, it also took some guts for Iggy. As much as I always give her a hard time, we'll continue to give her a hard time. It took some guts for her to talk about the fact that she, you know, checked into a mental health facility. She was a little bit vague about the reasons and a little bit, you know, using some omissions on that. But good for her, you know, and for at least bringing it up and talking about it, and other people now maybe can talk about it. The more you talk about things, the better they are. So good for her. But no, you're going to sell out 15,000 seat arenas. You know, it's just impossible. It is, even in LA, she's not going to do it. Even in New York, where, you know, huge populations, she's not going to do it. She doesn't have enough songs where people want to do it. Honest to goodness, the 5,000 is going to be tough. And especially because at 5,000, she's going to have some kind of number in her head about, I want $1 million a night or $500,000 a night or something like that. And after all the expenses and everything, you know, you can't sell tickets all for, she wanted 500,000, 5,000 seats. It's not like $100. It's not, that's not how the math works. It would have to be probably 150 a ticket for every single ticket, or average out to the 150, which means nosebleeds, if you have 75, then the other ones are going to be 200 and something at face value. This is not going to happen. So she'd have to really lower her price, you know, to, I don't even think 100,000. I think she's not worth 100,000 a night. But that would be more realistic ticket price numbers, at least. Oh, let's see. Number, and you think that most people would be happy with, like, even if it was 20 grand, you think she'd be pretty happy with that. And yeah, you think she would be. Let's see. Number three. That's why I always say singers, bands, if you get that one hit, just tour for the rest of your life. You are set. You are set for life if you get that one hit. If you're an actor, actress, you could end up working at Trader Joe's. But if you're a singer and you had a one hit, you're good to go forever. If the decision goes their way in the fall, there are a series of dates being readied so that the permanent A-list singer can go on the road and meet her fans. That's how they want to market it anyway. I'm talking about Britney Spears. And it's just, it's the sneaky way. The same thing's going on with the Justin Bieber, which I revealed, I think, today on the site or something, or yesterday. Where it's, oh yeah, you just have to make some new music. We're not going to do anything else because we know you don't want to go on tour or be too far away from your drugs or whatever. But, you know, what's going to happen is they're going to, they're going to, you know, go out on tour. And the next thing you know, it's why do you have to do that? Just, especially with Britney, just, you know, if things go your way in the fall, great. Don't force her to do more music. Do you notice that they're not making her do anything right now? Because they're trying to be good. They're trying to be nice. They're trying to say, look, Brittany, you want to be with us, right? So think about the decision in the fall. And then if things go Jamie's way, let's see how many days it is before there's a tour announced or before she's back in the studio and things like that. Because they're not going to go back in the studio right now if they're going to lose in the fall, because then they're not going to get the money. You know, so think about how long of a break she's been on. And it's because they want her to have good feelings and to say nice things. Okay. Let's see. Because she's been on a break a while, a long while. Number four on the 25th. Speaking of Scooter. The manager, Scooter, has not yet made any statements about the recent source of funding of a transaction, his purchase of Big Machine, but he did make sure he got some positive publicity by leaking to the world that he helped out the female A-list singer he manages. And it's talking about getting her Grammy Award. Just, I don't like Scooter. You can tell I don't like Scooter. And I'm not going to change my mind. Ariana, you stay away from Jim Carrey. That's going to be the end. That's just not the way you want to go. Stick with Mikey. That's fine. But not Jim Carrey. Number five. But I will say that the person that she is rumored to be with does like to talk a lot. So don't tell him any secrets. Number five. It didn't take long for this foreign-born A-minus list model slash wannabe actress to land a new contract. It just shows how business like that the last few years were with the A-lister were with, I don't know. Anyway, it's Arena Shake. And, you know, this is, I talked about this before, that she had work lined up with, and because the contract with Bradley Cooper was supposed to end, and, you know, he kept extending it through award season, and then another month, and she was blowing off people that she had made deals with, and finally she just said, you know, hey, and now look, she's already got a new contract. Let's go to the 26th. Friday the 26th. By work on some things, and this in quotes, this A-list singer, highly paid reality star, means she needs her foreign-born actor boyfriend to stop cheating on her all the time. So Katie said, oh, what do you need to do? When are you going to get married? And, well, we need to work on some things. The working on some things is him, you know, cheating on her, which happens fairly regularly. And even at times when they're together, you know, they're in Italy right now, you know, he's always, oh, I got to go do this, I have to go do that, and disappearing for 4 or 5 hours and then comes back. I think these are the kind of things that she's talking about. And if you look at, I don't have everybody memorized that she's dated or been with, but John Mayer, pretty much a serial cheater, right? A lot of guys. Russell Brand, he of the always trying to do, you know, 5, 6, 7 women a day was his kind of goal each day. So this is, I don't know, the kind of guy that she's interested in. And it's kind of weird that she always likes these guys who are serial cheaters. Or maybe it's just because they're famous. And I don't know, but this is not destined to last either. Number two. And there was, because, you know, Selena was over there at the same time as Orlando Bloom, but I didn't really get any kind of hints from anybody. And the Selena Gomez stuff, it's a little bit less because she's not talking to somebody who's a really good source, which is kind of hurting the Selena Gomez production. Those kind of things happen. And eventually he'll find it. You know, there'll be a new friend that she has, and that person will, you know, be approached, and always go through the friends. The former A-minus list singer that only got that high because of the television show is now just a B-/C+ list reality star when she can get the work. I'm talking about Aubrey O'Day. And in case you're wondering, she does like to send certain exes random sex and naked pics to see if they will bite, because she's always looking for new opportunities, repeated opportunities. She does have that new reality show she's going to be on, what, X on the Beach or something like that. It's just, they're all just the same kind of thing. And then she got some plastic surgery, which she got for free. And, you know, she's up for a senior outing. Let's see. Number three. This one's pretty popular. Hey, and it's not even Meghan Markle. So let's be grateful for that. Small miracles. The foreign-born producer, who is seemingly always being the puppet master on yachts, and I'm talking about Mohammed, whatever his name is offering up the foreign-born Victoria's Secret model, Stella Maxwell, to certain men on board. Off-limits is the A-/B+ list actress Kristen Stewart, although the men were encouraged to take as many topless/nude photos as they wanted. And they did, and they sold them. It's... you know, this is, I think about Kristen Stewart, say, 3 years ago even, would she allow, you know, a bunch of guys to take nude photos of her and send them around or sell them? That's what happened here, okay? She's on a yacht, you got Mohammed or whatever there, who obviously is always the puppet master with Stella, and he's saying, hey, go ahead, take pictures all you want. Kristen Stewart, topless, and do with them what you want. And to me, that's just so, why would Kristen allow that? It's crazy. And last I heard, there was probably 10 or 15 guys on board, something like that. And I don't know how many other women. I think there was one other woman who wasn't really hanging out with Stella and Kristen, like another person to be passed around maybe. But just to say, yes, go ahead. Take all the nude photos you want of Kristen Stewart. And they did. And like I said, they sold them. So I don't know what people think about that. Number four. The former Disney actress turned A-minus list adult actress slash whistleblower is receiving death threats, and that's Bella Thorne. And she is. She's receiving death threats, and I think that she's going to continue to name names, and I think that she's going to do what she does. And I think between her and Alexa Nicholas and all this, I am hopeful for the last 6 months of 2019. What, Harvey, I think, broke in October, November or something of 17. So I am looking forward to an October, November kind of thing. When everybody's back, you know, they're at school, they're at work, there's summer vacations, just start dropping that news. And I'm anxious to see what happens. And I think that Bella and Alexa, I think there's going to be other people. I think there's going to be things said. I think we're going to hear from Miranda Cosgrove. Yeah, I think that she's going to do some talking. I think Jeanette McCurdy finally is going to really start naming names. I'm so confident and hopeful about this that it's really getting close. And the thing is, it's all going to break right at the same time as the Zoe 101 and everything. And everybody's going to go, oh, wow. And that is going to be the biggest just explosion. Can't wait. Number five. On the 26th. The foreign-born former A-list rapper now realizes she was tricked by varying forces to abandon a show in a foreign country. She thought it was solidarity and all that. Instead, now she watches as others go in and collect the checks and laugh at her. I'm talking about Nicki Minaj, who was supposed to play this concert in Saudi Arabia. And she got pressured to pulling out, saying, oh, you don't want to play there. You don't want to play there. You know, it's this horrible country and don't take their money and you're going to have blood on your hands and all this kind of stuff. And it just went on and on and on. But the thing is the people that were pressuring her, where she was hearing it the most, were people who had ulterior motives. And as soon as she did pull out, they said, okay, good. And then they put their people in, like Janet Jackson and stuff, and they all just took those checks. And here's the thing. This is where it gets even crazier. So Nicki was guaranteed a certain amount of money, but she pulled out kind of late, right? So there wasn't much time to fill the need. Now, the people with the ulterior motives, they were ready to go, okay? But they made it seem like they weren't. So they actually got double the fee that Nicki got. So because of the last minute, well, we don't know if we can do it, please. Well, you know, can you do it? And okay, but it's going to cost this, and it was double. So they really, really screwed over Nicki. July 27th. This former MTV participant, Matt Bear, who is a thirsty snake in the grass, is talking to producers of a certain show, Teen Mom, to see if he can worm his way back on. He misses the cameras and the fame and the easy appearance money. Yeah, don't put him on. That would be a mistake. And if you... even if you don't know who Teen Mom is or Matt Bear or anything like that, if you go to my YouTube channel, which I've been lax in updating, but I shall, you can go listen to a recording that's got a couple hundred thousand views maybe of Matt and how he's cheating on Amber at the time and everything. And it's an interesting conversation. So yeah, he's a snake in the grass, but he would love to be back on that show. There's... yeah. He is a thirsty guy. What does he have, like 10 children that he doesn't pay child support for? Number two on the 27th. The illiterate model Karlie Kloss only landed her latest cover because the company she worked with insisted, or they wouldn't advertise with the magazine for a few months. Cover landed. And I'm talking about British Vogue, and I'm talking about Estee Lauder, who just said, look, put her on the cover, or we're not going to buy any ads. So Karlie ends up on the cover. Number three. It used to be an artistic thing or a merit thing. I'm not saying that there has never been a, hey, you need to do something, or we're not going to have the ads. But just to say who needs, who should be on the cover, You know, that's what it's come to. We're not going to advertise unless you put our person on the cover. And I don't know. Oh, number three. The B-list actress, Katie Holmes, with A-plus list name recognition, all of you know, had some work recently done to her breasts. She got a lift and went slightly bigger. Before and after the surgery, she was expecting someone to show up, Jamie Foxx, and be there for her. But he was a no-show. So, that's a strange relationship. Very strange in many ways. Number four. When you cross the cartels over money, it doesn't matter who your child is, you're dead. If the foreign-born A-minus list singer had been there, Samuel, he would be dead too, because his father, Jose Arredondo, was killed by the cartels. Don't stay away from the cartels. You know, just, there's nothing really good that can come from it. And if Samuel had been there, he would be dead. And, you know, when you, like Paris Hilton, and it's like Living on the Edge and, you know, having sex with a cartel leader's son or something like that, some kind of rush, adrenaline rush, and, you know, but what if that person's targeted by a different cartel and Paris happens to be there and gets killed? I fully expect somebody like Lindsay Lohan, I think that she's going to get killed at some point. By some situation, she is going to get killed. And that won't shock me. It won't shock me if Paris Hilton ends up dead like that. I'm trying to think of anybody else who just like lives on the edge. You guys probably don't know the name, but Demi Rose. I think that she would end up, she ends up in some bad situations. Who's the one who's always in Tunisia? It might have been Demi Rose. That's another one that puts herself in some really, really bad situations. So, you know, let's see. Number five on the 27th. The illiterate former actress recently tried to make a deal, even though publicly she keeps saying she is innocent. And that is Lori Loughlin. And it's going to be interesting what happens there. So still on the 27th. I feel like I skipped a day. Oh no, I'll go back and look in a second. It's because I'm going through them so fast because I want to give you guys as many days as possible. Back in the day, there was no one better than this permanent A-list stand-up, Eddie Murphy. He hasn't even done stand-up in decades and still permanently A-list. Now he doesn't do much except live off old stand-up and movie fame. He doesn't write anything any longer, which means if he does get a stand-up gig, they'll all be jokes written for him. And, you know, this is Eddie Murphy. It's about Netflix. It's, you know, between 70 and 100 million bucks. And, you know, for him to go out and buy some jokes from some people and then deliver them. You know what? Why don't Netflix just give everybody $70 million and, you know, you can go out and say some jokes that were written for you. That's, I think he's lost his edge. I don't think that he really wants to do it anymore. All right. So number on the 28th, number one, let's do the 28th for sure. And then we'll see where we're at. It's an ASAP Rocky. I noticed that all the people helping out, the really fast rapper, have totally ignored all of his past assaults, whether they be against men or women. How about devoting some of this energy to people who aren't famous or get your name in headlines? Do you think that, to me, whether or not he was innocent or not, and, you know, this kind of seems kind of like a purgatory type of thing. You know, we kept you around for a month in jail, gave you this trial. You're free to go back to America. We know you're not going to return while we deliberate. Okay. That kind of seems, you know, fair in a way. But even if he hadn't done it, let's say he was innocent completely. It's only because he's a celebrity that everybody's reaching out and trying to do something. If this was an average Joe Schmo who was caught up in the same thing, nobody would do anything for them. Yeah, the State Department would go visit, or somebody from the State Department would go visit. But the president's not going to make calls. You know, you're not going to send a special envoy over there. you're not going to have the ambassador sitting in the trial. You know, it's the kind of thing that really kind of ticks me off, because it just shows you once again that celebrities, just because you can rap or something like that, or sing or act, that all of a sudden people think that they're better than everybody else, and they treat them like they're better than everybody else. And that's a horrible way to be. And it just, that's the kind of thing that just, this whole A$AP Rocky thing has just kind of really, really upset me when it comes to things like that. Because how many people watch Locked Up Abroad, right? People are arrested all the time and under some really shady circumstances. But nobody comes to bat for them like they did for this. Nobody puts pressure and calls the government and says, hey, you need to do this, you need to do this. I mean, to threaten the Swedish government over something like this because the person was a celebrity. And celebrity rules in this country. And I'm kind of tired of it. I'm kind of tired of it. You know, everybody is everybody. People are people. Everybody is the same. Number two. Because if you get arrested somewhere, let me know. If the ambassador of that country to the country comes to your trial or visits you in jail, or if the president threatens the country to make sure that you get out of jail, let me know how that goes. This one hit, one named Tinashe, former A-minus list singer, is trying to land a reality gig. She needs something because her label dropped her and her team dropped her, and yachting has been a big loser for much of the past 6 months. I see people saying who or something in the comments. Hey, she went with Chris Martin, so for a while, and she did have one hit. So anyway. Number three on the 28th. This one named permanent A-list singer thinks she can find someone to replace the person who has worked with her for decades. Nope. That person got her the songs and the music that made the singer who she is today. I'm talking about Beyonce, and she fired one of her long, long, long time, you know, I want to say like music coordinators, you know, who got the songs, who found the right people to work with, who did it all. I mean, who's been around forever. I mean, there is no question in my mind that Beyonce owes a ton of her success to this person. And then she just thinks, oh, I can find somebody else and they won't cost as much and I'm Beyonce. You know, and yes, you are Beyonce. But, you know, I think that was a bad move. It's kind of like jinxing, you know, your career, and you really want to take that chance and see how it goes. Number four. Apparently this current one season wonder, who is, you know, now one of my favorites, Hannah Brown, wanted to be on the drinking side of this theme park and kept saying it was wine time until she finally got to head over there. So Hannah Brown was over at Disneyland, which is dry except for the cantina and Star Wars Land. Which, by the way, is Star Wars Land. There's no shade in Star Wars Land. None. And it's hot. And there's no shade. And there's a lot of places you can go into. It's cool because there's no signs in English, really, or anything. And you're just kind of wandering around. But, yeah, you can drink in the cantina there, which is a reservation thing. And you got to stand. There's not really any seats. It's okay. But anyway, so Hannah's over in the Disneyland side, wants to booze it up. And that's the only place that you can booze in Disney. But if you go across the way, then you can go to California Adventure. And they have drinking everywhere. And so this whole time that she's in Disney, she's like, is it wine time? Is it wine time? And I find that very appealing when somebody is really concerned about their ability and need and proximity to booze. I totally relate. I totally associate with that. And like I said, I'm willing to go day drinking with Hannah. We can go to Disney California Adventure and I will go day drinking, which is not something that I always do. Now, I day drink when I'm doing the reveals on reveal day. But when you day drink, then you end up just taking a nap like at 2 o'clock in the afternoon or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And you kind of feel weird getting up at 5 or 6 and it can really throw you off if the time has changed or whatever, and it's dark when you wake up at 5 or 6, and I don't know. But anyway, I find it interesting. I love that she was more interested in, can we go drinking now, rather than, oh, Disney's great, yeah. Oh, let's see. Number 5. On the 28th. This royal has shown no shame over the past week as he's made multiple public appearances despite knowing more of his rapes of underage teens are going to be made public. And I'm talking about Prince Andrew, who has made public appearances at several events in his capacity as Prince Andrew, Jerk of Jerksons. And it just is no shame. And just, he's out there and, you know, just, he doesn't care. Because he knows that nothing's going to happen to him. I've talked about it on here. Who's going to do it? Who's going to arrest him? You really think that the U.S. is going to arrest somebody from the royal family? No. Do you think that Scotland Yard is going to arrest somebody from the royal family? No. So essentially, he has a pass to do whatever the hell he wants to do. And he knows it. And he doesn't care. So even if 3, 4, 5 more names come out, he'll just be, and that was not me. And it doesn't really matter if it was me because you can't do anything. Nah. That's what it's going to be. And again, it just shows you that. And why should he have special privileges? Why? Because he was born into a family? That's why. If he had been a regular guy, they would have arrested him. So, again, different rules. And it shouldn't be like that. The A/A-list singer who wants to be an actress full-time is already talking about fiddling with the numbers of a new line by spending her own money to make it look like a huge bestseller. I'm talking about Lady Gaga, and, you know, and that's the way you can do it. Actors have been known to buy movie tickets. Authors have been known to buy books to make sure that it, you know, gets to number one. It is what it is. Do I think it's... It goes on all the time. So I'm not going to trash her for it. But I think it'd be nice, you know, to see on her own if it could do well. But I think what she's trying to do is to jumpstart it so people go, oh my gosh, all these things are sold out, you know, whether or not it was her buying them. And there's other ways to make it seem like it's all sold out. You can just sell 10 of something or a reduced number of something and have it sold out. And then it creates this frenzy. You know, people want it. Oh my gosh, I gotta have it. And, you know, I get what she's... I just think there's other ways besides spending your own money buying your own thing. All right, you guys. I made it through the 28th. So, again, tomorrow, Beverly Hills 90210 is happening tomorrow. Part 2 of Old Hollywood's happening tomorrow. On Thursday, that crazy cult, for sure, maybe a part 2 of Beverly Hills 90210. If not, then that'll be on Friday with some recap also thrown in there. Some Basement Blast, got a lot of stuff to go. I'll get to a Benedict Cumberbatch next week. Ooh, a lot of stuff. All right, you guys. I will talk to you soon.